Catholics.
We want to make sure that people can discern the truth from the misinformation. And we want to make sure that everyone understands that no one's safe till everyone's safe.
No one is 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 safe.
Nobody's safe.
No one is safe.
Nobody is safe.
This is a post-9/11 axiom. Safer, but not yet safe.
No one is safe. No one is safe. No one is safe. No one is safe from COVID-19 until everyone is safe.
If the whole world isn't safe, none of us are safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
Nobody is safe.
Until we're all safe.
Health experts have been saying nobody is safe.
Nobody is safe until everybody is safe.
Nobody is safe.
Science is clear.
None of us are safe.
There is no safety.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe until everyone is safe.
No one's safe.
Nobody is safe.
Nobody's safe.
No one's safe.
We'll never be safe
until we're all safe.
We are never going to be safe.
99.5% of people are safe and will survive COVID-19.
The only positive thing out of this is we should be able to manufacture a lot of vaccines, and
nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
You don't have a choice.
As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. So
get the fucking vaccine!
You need to get vaccinated, and if you don't, you are going to die.
I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know who they are.
The unvaccinated people.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this.
If you are the unvaccinated, you are the problem.
You're the problem.
Condemn them, shame them, blame them.
The only people that you can blame are the unvaccinated.
Frankly, we can't trust the unvaccinated.
They should not be part of polite society.
The lunatics who won't take COVID vaccines walking around lawfully unvaccinated. That's psychotic.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
You have no right not to be vaccinated.
You don't have the right to contaminate someone.
You can't go around pointing a gun in somebody's face, which is what it is when people are unvaccinated.
They are all idiots and losers.
This is a real movement in this country against the unvaccinated.
Jennifer Aniston is cutting non-vaccinated people out of her life.
Unrepentant, unvaccinated.
They should be removed from the hospital.
Those who refuse to be vaccinated should be denied health care.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Some doctors are saying they'll refuse treatment for people who choose not to get the shot.
Why are hospital and ICU resources going to them?
Morons who will not get the shot.
The unvaccinated clowns.
Idiots who think that they can do their own research.
Don't do any of your own research.
Doing your own research is associated with conspiracy theory circles.
This go-it-alone approach, doing your own research,
that can have serious consequences.
You should get prison time for even questioning the vaccines.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research?
That phrase, do your own research, four words, four little words that are hurting America.
Doing your own research hurts America.
Everybody has a supercomputer in their hand that empowers them to do their own research, and that's the problem.
You must not do your own research.
I need to do my own research.
I don't ever understand what that means.
I'm doing my own research.
You can't do your own research unless you're a scientist.
Do your own research.
Maybe you've told yourself you're playing it safe, you just want to wait and see since this is a new vaccine. No.
Roll the f*** up and get the vaccine.
Unvaccinated people spread the virus.
Get the vaccine, you dopes.
Don't be a f***.
Get yourself vaccinated. That's just all there is to it.
There's no excuse.
No excuse for being unvaccinated.
There's no rational and no emotional argument that adds up against getting your damn shot. There just isn't.
But you made a conscious decision not to get the vaccine.
I also have natural immunity. So for me, personally, this vaccine poses a greater risk than a benefit. I'm also not a risk to any of you. Let's look at the science.
So we see that the natural infection is given greater protection, or slightly greater protection, than vaccination.
This is a vaccine that was created to prevent severity of disease and to prevent hospitalizations. But the vaccine does not prevent you from getting COVID and does not prevent you from transmitting COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
Reality.
No, that's not so. Come on.
No,
you've been at Fox TV too long.
You don't have to enjoy. I just really don't think that we should allow this kind of misinformation.
Mr. Sandman, get the vaccine so that you don't get COVID-19.
Vaccinated person.
Do it so you stop spreading this terrible disease.
And that vaccine, a key goal is to stop the transmission so that you get almost no
infection going on whatsoever.
Expectation for vaccines is not to get infected.
A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them.
When the virus gets to you, you stop it.
You're not going to catch it, you're not going to get sick, you're not going to transmit it.
The vaccine is absolutely bulletproof.
Vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
100% effective at preventing COVID.
A vaccine prevents you from getting infected.
It is to keep you from getting it and then spreading it.
We have the ability to stop COVID in its tracks.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Biden tests positive for COVID-19.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
Dr. Fauci tests positive for COVID-19.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
CDC director tests positive for COVID-19.
Get your vaccine.
Pfizer CEO tests positive for COVID.
Pfizer CEO tests positive for COVID again. CDC director tests positive for COVID again. Fauci tests positive for COVID again.
Joe Biden tests positive for COVID again.
Cases up 258%. The majority of these cases are among the vaccinated.
And this area is the most vaccinated part of Massachusetts.
So many fully vaccinated people are testing positive.
So people here are a bit angry.
We are all really concerned about what this means long term.
I was vaccinated and I got COVID. Almost everyone we know with vaccinations had at least one bout of it.
Our vaccines work better than we could have possibly hoped they would work.
We are not the problem. The problem are the unvaccinated.
The unvaccinated threat.
Unvaccinated people are a threat, a direct threat.
The threat to all of us.
The unvaccinated are a risk to all of us.
People have a right to be protected from the unvaccinated.
Maybe there should be laws that allow them to be kept out of the building.
So at least, thankfully, they're not breathing the same air.
Their freedom to breathe will diminish. Start firing the unvaccinated.
If you don't vaccinate, you'll be fired.
Time to come down on the unvaccinated.
They should be banned from the VA. Banned from restaurants, banned from other businesses and colleges.
Companies should not treat us as equals.
Place unvaccinated people under arrest.
It is the unvaccinated that has put America in the place that it is.
We are losing freedom because people are unvaccinated.
Anger towards the unvaccinated.
I'm furious at the unvaccinated.
Frustrated with America. Still not vaccinated.
Not to be vaccinated seems criminal.
Suspects face years behind bars for coughing on police officers.
The freedom
for them. Charged with terrorist threats.
You have no individual rights when it comes to the vaccine.
Really, you're killing other people.
We're being attacked by unvaccinated.
The unvaccinated who aren't wearing masks. It's the unvaccinated who aren't social distancing. It's the unvaccinated going to crowded indoor events.
It is not your right as an American citizen to catch and transmit a potentially fatal infection.
So screw your freedom. We can coerce you.
You're not going to be able to travel to see your family. If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes.
You really shouldn't have anyone unvaccinated come to dinner. That's just a huge risk.
If you want to come out into public, if you want to live your life, you need to get the vaccination.
It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary.
You should have to show that you're vaccinated in order to go places.
Unvaccinated tennis player can't travel to the U.S.
If you're not vaccinated, you're not welcome.
Our patience is wearing thin.
Why hasn't the president focused more on scolding the unvaccinated?
The refusal has cost all of us.
Continued damage the unvaccinated are doing to themselves and the country.
How come migrants are allowed to come into this country unvaccinated, but world-class tennis players are not?
You know...
And back to our lead story, the
pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The fact is, this is a
pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Experts call it
pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Still a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The disease of the unvaccinated.
It is the unvaccinated who are the problem. Period. End of story.
The unvaccinated also put our economy at risk.
This is a tyranny of the unvaccinated right now.
The unvaccinated, not the vaccinated, the unvaccinated. That's the problem.
That's the pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
All this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
Pandemic because of the unvaccinated.
When you get the vaccine, you will not die.
That's right. That's right.
This is a simple, basic proposition. If you're vaccinated, you're not going to die.
If you're vaccinated, you don't have a risk. It's as simple as black and white.
You are not going to die if you are vaccinated. That's it. Full stop.
You're unvaccinated, you're at risk. You're vaccinated, you're safe.
A majority of Americans dying from coronavirus are vaccinated. COVID-19 isn't a pandemic of the unvaccinated anymore.
We didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a
fairly low fatality rate, and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different.
We have two Americas, an unvaccinated at-risk America and a vaccinated America.
I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
You, the vaccinated, are the last best hope to overcome the unvaccinated minority.
I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it.
We are seeking to enlist you in a benevolent conspiracy to join in the unfinished war against
the sins of the unvaccinated.
And it's a war.
A forever war. The war against COVID-19.
The vaccine hesitancy on Earth, too, has the potential to compromise all of the hard-fought progress that we've made here on Earth One.
This is the greatest threat to life that we have ever faced.
Metropolitan areas are now banning all private gatherings. This bar owner arrested for reopening illegally.
Unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
For yourselves, your families.
If the unvaccinated are not to blame, who is?
If only we had a vaccine against BS.
A vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated in a hurricane.
Alex Exum.
From the south coast of the Golden State, it's Long Beach's most popular talk show with Alex Exum. And now, your host, Alex Exum.
Never forget the lies and pure propaganda that came out of the mainstream media. And why you would listen to any of those jackasses, I'll never know. Why would you ever listen to them again? Including the president, who thinks a hurricane will be more difficult for the unvaccinated. What does that even mean? Hello? Hello? Anyone? Anyone at all? My name is Alex Exum. This is the Alex Exum Show, a rather long supercut of the disinformation and pure just absolute flat-out lies from the mainstream media, including that shithead Jimmy Kimmel, drunken a-hole. He's a gesture and a buffoon, if anything. He should not be listened to for medical information. By the way, all of those little songs that you heard, get the jab, he did a ton of those, and those are some of those that were played there. Colbert, the fake conservative. Colbert's entire gig, or his shtick rather, was being a fake conservative. That was the joke as a stand-up comedian. Then he turned out to be one of the worst psycho LGBT leftists from hell. You can't make this stuff up. But, you know, listening to that supercut, you'd think half of it was parody. It's all true. Half of it sounded like I wrote it for SNL. Not that I'd write for that worthless organization. SNL isn't even funny anymore. Remember when Saturday Night Live was actually funny? Whatever happened to those days? All hell has broken loose in the entertainment industry and cable news, obviously, because they can't get anything straight. For two damn years, they lied to us. And still, this is what's so flabbergasting. Still, to this day, continue to spread the lies. I did a show the other day talking about, why do I keep hearing about boosters? Why am I getting texts by Walgreens to go get a booster? Because nobody's getting the picture. When the media lies for two damn years, gets caught. Every report that comes out now tells us how ineffective and frankly dangerous some of these vaccines are. And we still hear this stuff. And none of the people are held accountable. So Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, what's the other guy? Fallon. He is another a-hole drunkard. Like, you look at these guys who sit up there like God Almighty, talking with such highfalutin language for 2 years, none of them retract anything they ever said. None of them ever came out and said, well, I was wrong. Whoopsie. No, nothing. Why would you listen to any of the late night talk show hosts? By the way, their ratings are in the toilet. I don't think anybody's listening to them. But why would you listen to the CDC or the FDA? By the way, I got a clip you got to hear. saying, and Fauci said this and many others have lied about all this kind of stuff. Oh, there's no collusion. No, there's no kind of collusion. No, $400 million given to the people who will set the policy of how many times you should get the Moderna vaccine? Oh, Moderna giving them $400 million isn't going to influence the decision. Okay, well, right. I don't have to tell you how ridiculous that sounds. Rand Paul will bring that up. And just, it's laughable. And this guy is such a bad liar. And you got to see the video. I'll put it in the link, in the show notes, the link. You can just see his face is just like a complete wash. It's blank, especially when Rand Paul asks him, would you give your children the vaccine knowing that, and I forget the age group, but under 12, I believe, there's a higher incident of myocarditis if you get the vaccine. And he sat there with a completely blank face. It looked like there was no blood in his face. It just washed out. And he sat there blankly and said, yeah, I'd give it to him. Three or four, sure. Like, obviously lying. Like, just, in other words, would you put a gun to your kid's head, spin the chamber, and play Russian roulette with your kids? And he'd say, well, yeah, why not? Like, it's just laughable. Nobody believes it. I'll play the clip. But look, I wrote an article, which is now at alexexum.com. Never forget, Unmasking the Lies and Disinformation of the Mainstream Media, which is a companion to this show. I linked in that article at least four or five blog posts I've done about the damning information just in the last couple of months. Forget last couple of years. Just the last couple of months, the damning information that's come out about Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. So I don't want to hit you over the head with this show or segment of a show with all the information that's in the blog post. So I'm going to link it. You need to see the blog post and the video clip I'm going to play the audio for now. But look, at this point, I don't think anyone should trust anything the media ever says. I said on another show, if the media tells you water is wet, you better go and feel it and just make sure. Because they have lied at epic levels. You know, I think COVID, for the people that are savvy, I think the COVID pandemic, as horrible as it was, I think it woke people up to how deceptive. It's not even deceptive. Just outright lying sacks of feces the media is. And they don't care about your well-being. They don't care about giving the American public the truth. They care about agendas and keeping their damn jobs. So they'll say what they're told and they'll do it with a smile and tell you horrible information, laugh at you, wag their finger at you, say you're the problem. This is the problem's the unvaccinated. They shouldn't be given health care if they refuse a vaccine. I mean, you heard all this stuff. I was subject to this entire thing. You were too, because you wouldn't get vaccinated. And unfortunately, some of you, because you were told bad information, did get the vaccine. I've heard from people on this very show. Some of the listeners, very longtime listeners, Linda had an issue with it. I've had family members. I've had my neighbor. So what I'm saying is never, ever forget the lies that the media cram down your throat and they can never, ever again be trusted. This will prove the point even more.
Mr. Benzel, Moderna recently paid NIH $400 million. Do you believe it creates a conflict of interest for the government employees who are making money now off of the vaccine to also be dictating the policy about how many times we have to take the vaccine?
Good morning, Senator. Indeed, we recently made, before Christmas last year, a $400 million payment to the NIH for an old patent that they had developed, not related to COVID, but useful in the development of a COVID vaccine to pay them for their work. It's for the U.S. government to assess how that money should be used.
Do you think it creates a conflict of interest for the same people deciding the policy of how often we have to take the vaccine to also be making money the more times we take the vaccine? Yes or no?
This is for the government to decide, Senator.
You have no opinion on whether or not it creates a conflict of interest. Is there a higher interest or a higher incidence of myocarditis among adolescent males 16 to 24 after taking your vaccine?
So thank you for the question, Senator. First, let me say we care deeply about safety and we're working closely with the CDC and the FDA.
Pretty much a yes or no. Is there a higher incidence of myocarditis among boys 16 to 24 after they take your vaccine?
The data I've seen from the CDC actually shown that there's less myocarditis for people who get the vaccine versus who get COVID infection.
You're saying that for ages 16 to 24 among males who take the COVID vaccine, their risk of myocarditis is less than people who get the disease.
Absolute lie.
That is not true, and I'd like to enter into the record six peer-reviewed papers from the Journal of Vaccine, the Annals of Medicine, that say the complete opposite of what you say. I also spoke with your president just last week, and he readily acknowledged in private that, yes, there is an increased risk of myocarditis.
Did you hear what he just said? I mean, just think of it. All the lies that I just played, that supercut of you're all going to die because you didn't get... First of all, it was you're going to die. That was the scare tactic at first. Everyone's going to die from COVID. Then it was, well, unless you get the jab. That's how they ran this whole psychological operation. But listen to what Rand Paul just asked him. Very clearly, is there a higher rate of myocarditis with the young, basically, after the vaccine? He said, no, it's the opposite. And Rand Paul said, you're a liar. I have, what do you say, six peer-reviewed studies? So he lies straight to the face of Rand Paul. And by the way, that's a crime. Now, later on, he'll say, oh, I misspoke. I got the number. Okay, fine. It's a lie. He knows it. And Rand Paul knew he was going to lie. That's why he had the paperwork right there. It is just absolute lies. It is a tissue of lies. It is layers and layers of lies. And they've stacked them so high, they can't even see the damn truth anymore.
The fact that you can't say it in public is quite disturbing. Do you think it's scientifically sound to mandate three vaccines for adolescent boys?
This is for the public health leaders to decide, Senator.
You've been advocating for it. You've been interviewed, and you've been advocating for boosters. Do you know when the myocarditis is most common among these adolescent boys after the second dose? When I spoke with your president, he readily acknowledged in private, yeah, that maybe there ought to be a discussion whether we ought to have one vaccine versus two versus three. If 90% of the myocarditis comes after the second dose, why don't we have a rational discussion about one? Marty McCary, a physician from Johns Hopkins, has said exactly the same thing. It's been discussed, and yet we have this ridiculous notion from the CDC. So the CDC says, and I'll ask you this question. Let's start it as a question. Your 16-year-old's had COVID. Your 16-year-old gets better and now has recovered from COVID. You vaccinate them and they get myocarditis. Are you going to give them two more vaccines? Your child, give them two more vaccines?
I'm not a clinician. I will have to discuss.
You have children.
I do.
Have you vaccinated your children?
I have.
How many times?
Three or four times.
Three or four times.
We follow
so the CDC recommends this, and, you know, you're obviously someone who's self-interested in the outcome here. But the CDC says that if your 15, 16-year-old gets COVID, recovers, takes a vaccine and gets myocarditis, is hospitalized with elevated heart enzymes, and is very sick, the CDC says as soon as he gets better, vaccinate him again. You know how many American parents think that that's a rational, reasonable thing to do? Do you know how many countries don't do this for children? Sweden doesn't offer the vaccine for kids under 12 unless they're at risk for severe disease. And I agree with that. I'm not saying never on any of this. I think it's a very reasonable position to say kids at risk or have some diseases that there may be a reason for vaccinating some children. Finland doesn't recommend it for under 12 months. Norway also. England as well. France, Poland, Germany, Switzerland, and all vaccinate 12 and up. So we got half the world who have looked at these studies. There's a study in Israel of thousands of patients, and yet you sit here and act as if you've never heard of myocarditis and you don't think it's an increased risk for young adolescent males when all of the studies who isolate out people by age have found that, yes, there's an increased risk after taking your vaccine. Pfizer, too, but worse with Moderna.
There's an increased risk, Senator. I was comparing it to somebody who gets COVID.
Well, that's also not true either. But there's an increased risk of getting it. But even when they compare it to the disease, there are many papers out there that do show that there's more of a risk of myocarditis after vaccination. So you have to weigh the risk and balances. And you are right, you're going to make less money because you're going to try, and they're already trying. The CDC's got it on their schedule. They're going to try to force all the kids in America to do this through school. But guess what? Parents aren't going to do it. They've seen that COVID is not deadly in children, and you're right. It's become less deadly over time. Your market's going down, so you aren't going to make as much money. I'm all for you making money in an honest way, but I don't like the idea that the people making the decisions in government are also receiving money and are now conflicted in their interest.
There you have it. Friends, family, confidants, you have got to understand they're all liars. That son of a bitch up there and all these other celebrities that were talking with such highfalutin language a couple of years ago, all year, for 2 years, they can all jump in a lake, tell them to go take a long walk off a short pier. You will not believe any of their lies anymore. And by the way, they're all evil. That representative from Moderna, he's evil. Make no mistake about it. He sits up there with a blank face, like, oh, I'm Bal. I don't know. I'd have to get back. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'd vaccinate my kids. He's lying, and he's an evil son of a bitch. I want to know what he's going to say when he's being judged by his maker, and they look at his life impartially, and they get to this point in his life, which is a pretty major one. He's being grilled by Rand Paul. Senator Rand Paul is grilling him, and he's lying, knowing he's lying, giving disinformation that's hurting and killing people, including especially the young children, hurting and killing children. And he sits up there with a bunch of disinfo, like every other asshole I played at the top of the show. They've all got blood on their hands. They can go. They're all going to go straight to hell where they belong.